Blog Talk Radio.
Too much month left over at the end of the money? Tired of stretching out your paycheck to the last penny? Learn how to think like a millionaire, live within your means, and find true financial independence with Heather Wagenhals. Unlock Your Wealth Radio. Tune in to the midweek update for all the tips and tricks you'll need to manage your money. Here's your host, Heather Wagenhals.
Greetings and salutations, everyone. Welcome to the broadcast. You are listening to the midweek update on Heather Wagenhals Unlock Your Wealth Radio. I am she, your money mentor, your purveyor of prosperity. That's me. Yep. Yep. And we are here to give you 30 minutes of news, tips, tricks, and information that you can incorporate into your life right now so you can start your day the millionaire way. And we do this each and every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We broadcast and the Unlock Your Wealth radio program and talk about crisis management and financial wellness tools designed to help everyone manage their finances and attitudes for the dual purpose of immediate financial wellness and creating long-term financial independence. And this week, 10 bad habits that can cost you not only in your wallet, but also your health. And so many people think about habits and expenditures, but we do things to ourselves that are not necessarily the greatest. Welcome to the broadcast. It's my birthday today. I'm so excited for this Wednesday, November 3rd. We are broadcasting live from the HQ Real Estate and Investment Offices right here in fabulous sunny Scottsdale, Arizona. And it's not too hot and it's not too cool. It is a just right kind of day. So think about your health. How valuable is your health to you? You know, we do so many things to our bodies that may or may not be good for us, and we don't really think much of it because physically our bodies are so resilient. They really, truly are. But let me share something with you before we get started on these bad habits, because outside of building wealth, my other passion is wellness, like physical health wellness. And I love working out. I'm not a runner, so it drives me nuts when my little puppy wants to run. I'm like, can't we just walk? I just want to walk. Because I'm a weightlifter. You know, back in the day when I was a kid, I used to do the sprints, and I ran marathons, but only because there were cute boys on the boys' cross-country team. Otherwise, I would have never done that. It made more sense. I quit cross-country and I took auto shop because there you didn't have to run and there were cute boys in the auto shop too. Plus, they had cool cars and they were all about helping me soup up my car. So, I digress. But the body only knows how to live. I think there's this misconception in society. Oh, well, they died of old age. No, they did not die of old age. They died of toxicity. And it's because the body can only handle so much punishment. It only knows how to live, and it keeps trying to live, and we keep throwing more garbage at it each and every day through our environment, through our attitudes, and our responses or reactions to situation. And I talk about that all the time on this show, about the chemical dump that we cause when we react to something instead of thoughtfully respond to things that happen, stimulus throughout the day. And then the things that we put in our mouth or on our skin and we consume. And so we poison ourselves every day, and the body goes, oh, my God, and they slog through it. And some of us take vitamins, and so that kind of gives your body some more to go slog through all that stuff. But think about how toxic you are. And today's show, hopefully, is more about your physical health, because If you don't have your health, no amount of money can do you any good. And I'll give you a prime example of it. For those of you who are familiar with Las Vegas and famous casino owners, I'm sure you have all heard of Steve Wynn. He has the Wynn, Treasure Island, the Mirage. He has all these casinos. There's a litany of them. All over the world, he's got casinos. So you can imagine that that man is rich, right? I mean, I wouldn't mind having his wallet. But here's the rub. This man has all the money in the world. And he has an incurable eye problem that no amount of money can fix. It's some sort of myopia. I can't think of it off the top of my head. But all the money in the world, and he cannot buy a cure to keep him from going blind. He can, you know, he's legally blind. He can barely see in front of him. If you're right on top of him, he can see shadows and stuff. But think about that. What good is a big pile of money if you're not healthy enough to enjoy it? Really. So think about that as we go through these bad habits. And, you know, these bad habits don't make you a bad person, but they can make you a bad spender, and they can become completely unhealthy for you. The number one thing, and it's been around for over 100 years, and it's actually in a different form than it originally was, when we have a craving for water as our thirst mechanism, it goes up. So what does our body want? Well, it's thirsty. It wants water. We're only made up or supposed to be made up of 90% water. Not enough of us hydrate properly, so some of us are running at 60 or 70% water, which is dangerous. But what do we do when we get thirsty and we want water? Well, we get it sugar and water. You're thinking, what? I don't do that. Oh, but you do. Drinking soft drinks is what I'm talking about. People pound these things like they're going out of style. As a matter of fact, there are kids in the United States who believe Gatorade is a fruit juice naturally occurring. But so whack on top of that, the fact that it's crappy for you, another $1.50. That's what you pay now for a 16-ounce bottle of Pepsi or Coke at a gas station. Any convenience store, you're going to get $1.50 or $2. Go to a soda machine for those big ones. You're like at $2 or $2.25 I saw the other day when I was on a college campus. And just think about that. If you like the fountain variety, you can get one on special for 99 cents. And you can get a bucket of soda. You know, and my uncle used to do that. He called it his Pepsi IV. And he would go in and get a 64-ounce soda pop and suck on it all morning. I cannot have soda. I like soda. I don't drink it very often, like once in a blue moon. And so I kind of have it like as a treat, like a root beer or something. I mean, soda pop does so much damage. The carbonation robs phosphorus from your bones. It makes your bones mushy. Did you know that? In addition to making your wallet really soft and really mushy. How about taking down your brain a notch? Gossip magazines. You're looking at $3 for Life and Style, $4 for U.S. Weekly, OK is $3.50, Star, $4, In Touch, $3, People, $4. My husband loves these publications. And so, you know, I always read like The Economist or Fortune or all these money magazines. And he calls my publications tawdry, so I always refer to his as quality publications. Not. But if you think about this, an annual subscription, if you just buy it at the newsstand instead of subscribing, $78. If it's People magazine, you're looking at $116 for gossip. And think about this. Small minds talk about people. Average minds talk about events. Incredible minds talk about ideas. where do you want to be in the spectrum? Because remember, what you think about, you bring about. So if we're worrying about what somebody did to somebody else's boyfriend in the back corner of some nightclub at a famous party, where are we? We need to elevate our sights. And here's a tough one. And so I had to do something ingenious for my office to counteract this. But how about the ever-popular caffeine fix? If it didn't give you jitters before, Wallapop.com says this number might. How about $1,442? $1,442. That's the cost of a $3.95 mid-sized Grande cappuccino at Starbucks times 365 minus weekends, because you're not at work, so you probably don't, you know, make that trek. It's probably part of your morning routine. Isn't that an astronomical? And that, what if you add flavors or extra shots? Like I like a heavy duty. I like my liquid enthusiasm forceful. But it's all just dumping a cup of acid down your throat. And when we are acidic, when our bodies are acidic, that's when we risk dis-ease. That's when we can catch a cold. When we are alkaline, number one, we have more energy. But bacteria can and viruses cannot live in an alkaline state. That's why, you know, cancer, all that stuff needs acidity. It needs all that sugar that you're dumping in your system, all that garbage that throws you, refined carbohydrates, that throws your body into an acidic state, and it makes it ripe for infection and cancer. So now that I've made you feel really good, let's go to commercials, shall we? And we'll take a quick break. And right after this, we'll be back with more bad habits and what the financial ramifications are on the midweek update from Unlock Your Wealth Radio. I'm Heather Wagenhals, your purveyor of prosperity, and we will be back with more right after this.
Hey, this is Coca Brown from the hit radio show, The Truth with Coca Brown, on HollywoodOutlaws.com radio. And you're listening to me on Heather Wagenhals, Unlock Your Wealth Radio.
Hi, it's Marty Logan here from the Top Gun Sales Academy. You know, one thing I've learned over the years is that the most successful people in life have coaches to guide them along their chosen path. Naturally, Wayne Gretzky, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hopkins, and Robert Kiyosaki all had coaches. Whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them to shape their desires into an achievable path to success with a system of accountability where quitting was the only way to fail. Each of these people had someone who didn't see them as they first were, but as the person inside. They knew they could easily become, truly, financial coaching could be the single addition you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation now for your free consultation, 1-866-966-9420. That toll-free number again is 1-866-966-9420, or simply visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Like, has your cell phone or iPod ever totally run out of battery before? Maybe you're somewhere without power, like fishing, camping, or the beach. Now you can have all the power you need. The K3 Charger by Kinesis Industries uses wind and sun to charge your devices anytime, day or night. Use the wind and sun to store up charging power or charge your device right on the spot. Available now for $99.95. at www.kinesisindustries.com. That's Kinesis, K-I-N-E-S-I-S, industries.com. Like, go there totally!
Even in today's economy, I, Count Dracula, have had to foreclose on my castle. But because of Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio, I have not only reacquired my castle, but I have opened a resort for the undead. Tune in to Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio She's the only one not trying to suck you dry.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. You are listening to Heather Wagenhall on the midweek update from Unlock Your Wealth Radio, and I am she, your money mentor. Would you like fries with that? We're talking about bad habits and what they can cost you. Now, let's forget about our thighs, okay? Forget about your size. At Wendy's, you can buy a combo meal for about $6. A single hamburger by itself is $3.79, and a medium soda is $1.69. Together, they're $5.48 before tax, or 51 cents cheaper if you forget the fries. And remember, fries go straight to your thighs. Yes, that 51 cents doesn't seem like a lot, but it does add up. And it might even be a steeper savings in your neck of the woods, depending on your cost of living. But if you have fast food once a week, you'll spend an extra $26.52 on fries, just for fries. If you go there three times a week, you'll spend $80 on fries that go right to your behind, your backside, fries, and up on your thighs. No bueno. If you get fries with fast food three times a week, it's $80. But if you get fries with restaurant meals just twice a week, are you ready to crap your pants? $312. Is that absolutely nuts? How about text messaging? If you haven't had the foresight to sign up for a package with a text messaging plan. For example, iPhone users who haven't 20 cents per text message. Otherwise, you'll spend $5 a month for the right to send 200 messages, $15 for 1,500 a month, or $20 to send as many as you want. Unsurprisingly, the most expensive plans, superfluous for most working people, but probably not so far for the average middle school kid, is the one that AT&T pushes you the hardest to buy. If you fall for it, you'll spend $240 a year before tax, which is above and beyond what you already spend on your regular calling plan. That's the equivalent of sending 1,200 domestic text messages without a plan and paying 20 cents each for them. If you send fewer texts than that, you would actually save money without the added option. So look at how many text messages you are actually sending, and it may prove more cost-effective to ditch your unlimited text messaging plan for $240 a year and go with just per-text messages. How about the X-rated stuff? Watching pornography. Other than it has a moral stigma, DVDs for porn, which are the biggest medium for adult entertainment in the past decade, are fading away, so you can be much more private and discreet by not having to store them and hide them from the kids because you can stream them online. But you're looking at anywhere from $25 to $30 if you take it a month at a time, or $5 for a couple of days. But just think about this. This industry pulls in $12 billion with a B, like as in, boy, that's a lot of money. That's nuts. Limited memberships don't stop people. Even mildly erotic Cinemax, which people refer to as Skinemax, or the Playboy Channel cost you $15 a month or $180 a year. Isn't that kind of nuts? And certainly last but not least, let's talk about those ever-popular cancer sticks. We know that they're not good. We know that. We know definitively that they directly cause cancer, emphysema, and a litany of other diseases. And I personally can't imagine why somebody would want to breathe in all of that smoke instead of fresh air. Because it's kind of like the body wants the fresh air, but then we pollute it with the smoke. A pack of cigarettes in some states, anywhere from $6 to $10 in New York City. If you smoke 2 packs a day, are you ready to crap your pants? If none of the other stuff really jarred you, how about $7,300? That's a vacation for two in Tahiti. You can become a millionaire by just setting aside $1 a day in a mutual fund. You can become an automatic millionaire in $1 a day. So if you set aside half of that cigarette, like $5, if you're spending, if you're a 2-pack a dayer, and let's say you're on the cheap end of things and it's only $5 a pack, so instead of spending $10 a day, if you just cut out half of your smoking, you could be a multi-millionaire. You realize that? A multi-millionaire. The annual cost for a pack a day at $5 packs is $1,800 at $5 a pack. The annual cost for 2 packs a day at $5 packs is $3,650 or $7,300 if you're in a city like New York City where it's $10 a pack. Seriously? And you know what? I hate to make sweeping statements. I really do. I don't think that there is room for that. But isn't it amazing how many people who are struggling financially smoke? And people, they sit there and they wonder why they're broke. Really? Why don't you look about that ring of smoke circling around your head? How about that? Yeah. Here's another one. How about online poker? You think it's just all fun and games, but if you spend $100 in a session, which is a reasonable limit a person might impose upon oneself, if they have a gambling problem, they'll probably spend more. But if you just spend $100 and you do that twice a week, that's $200 in 7 days. In a year, that's over $10,000. $10,000. Again, we could be a millionaire if we just saved $1 a day. $1 a day. And if you start that when you're 18, you'll be a millionaire before you're 50. How about car maintenance? So many people defer their car maintenance. And that can cost you. It's so easy. Cars run themselves. They stop themselves. They can predict traffic now. All you have to do is simply get the oil changed. Change the belts. Change the air filter, change the tire. When you buy a car, this is a consideration. The car price is not the car itself. It's what is the cost for the ongoing maintenance. Now, some dealerships, depending on the type of cars you buy, will give you free maintenance. Why don't you take advantage of it? It, you know, they say an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Okay. So if you could do preventative maintenance by regularly servicing your vehicles, and now, like I said, I took auto shop kind of as a tomboy, so you don't need to do it every 3,000 miles. That's a myth because the oils that are in your car today are far superior than what they were when they came up with that. You could go to 4,000 or 5,000. If you're running a synthetic blend or a straight synthetic oil, many times your cars will tell you when your oil viscosity is running a little thin. There's a nice word for you, huh? Viscosity. That's like the thickness. Like the difference between water and maple syrup. Viscosity. Thank you. So that's my big word for the day, the V word, viscosity. So you could probably go with synthetic oil 6,000 or 7,000 miles. Now, my Chevy truck tells me when my oil is thin. It says, you have 20% of your oil life remaining. And that's like kind of when I run it in, but it usually goes for like 6,000 or 7,000 miles. It's amazing to me. But I don't hear any lifters clacking. I mean, it just seems like it runs, so, you know, I take advantage of it. I mean, they built the sophistication into the car for a reason, right? To make sure that I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. So you don't need to go every 3,000 miles. If you have an older car, if you're running traditional oil, possibly. But that's only if you have a big problem. You know, an engine these days is built to last 200,000 miles before they need some serious overhaul. So that's all you got to think about is where do I need to be? So I got some other things that we can run through really quick. There's about 50 of them that little healthy habits that you can create that'll save you big money, and we'll have this posted on the website a little later. But smoking and drinking, we didn't even talk about alcoholism. It puts a huge toll not only on your liver but your bank account. Unhealthy snacking, junk food once in a while is okay. How about sleeping around? Promiscuity isn't just frowned upon morally, but it's also a quick and easy way to get diseases, which cost you money to treat, as well as all of the prophylactics involved in trying to prevent pregnancy. Tanning is also very expensive. Keep your dirty germ handy hands away from your mouth. No more nail biting. It's a nasty habit, but that's exactly how we get colds and viruses. Drug abuse, enough said. We already talked about Starbucks, but being a couch potato creates a sedentary lifestyle, which raises your electric bill when you're sitting around watching TV, and it also degrades the quality of your life, which means ongoing higher health costs. Plus, what about all that snacking? How about eating out? All you need to do is do some simple things like taking vitamins, drinking more water, getting a good night's sleep, going and exercising. Avoid other people's smoke. Secondhand smoke can be a killer. How about starting your day right with breakfast? What about an apple a day? All of that fiber and vitamin inside of an apple keeps you healthy. Sunscreen, comfortable shoes, making sure you stretch. If you ever notice dogs and cats before they move, when they wake up, they stretch. When they get up from sitting around, they stretch. They're always stretching. There's some value in it. It helps you reduce injury. And even if you don't exercise, it improves your circulation, your balance, your posture, and it releases endorphins. Yay for the good mood. How about flossing your teeth, sitting up straight, relaxing your jaw, getting a little bit of real sun, meditating, eating slowly, take a break, washing your hands, drinking green tea, eating fish and other omega-3 fatty acids, using a tongue scraper, adding fiber to your diet. I mean, there's just so many different things that we can do. We'll have a full list of that available on our website, courtesy of our friends at noedb.org. Thank you so much for joining us. It's been such a pleasure to have you on today's episode. You've been listening to the Midweek Update with Heather Wagenhals, Unlock Your Wealth Radio. We have a fabulous show this week. This week's key, hope for the best, plan for the worst. We have two guests coming up. Our Investor's Edge guest is Keith Weber. Keith Weber will be joining us, so tune in Saturday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, and you too can enjoy the Unlock Your Wealth Radio program with Heather Wagenhals. Learn lots. Be sure to visit our website at www.unlockyourwealth.com for more tips, tricks, tools, and information. Our key membership is the free membership. It only takes an investment of your time to become financially independent. Here's to your financial freedom. Finally, financial independence can be yours at www.unlockyourwealth.com. I'm Heather Wagenhals. Thank you so much for joining us, and you make it a great day.